and top celebrities in the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. When I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And we're done.
Bye, everybody.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to Talking Sports. So anybody around the world who's going to be listening to this show, either now or on the download, hi.
Welcome.
You have to deal with Sean KO Radio.
That's me.
And myself for the next 57 minutes and a handful of seconds.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. First off, Randy's otherwise occupied, so
he is.
That
so
is
he sends us instead.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about. In some cases, I'd almost think that it might be better if there's a replay or
the replay is better than the live radio.
Yeah, with us. Yeah. All right. Enough self-deprecation. I think it is time to move on. There is a lot to get to. We have MLB winter meetings going on.
Big moves.
There have been some significant moves. Trades, free agency has been active already. Obviously, we have to talk about Bucks. A big game.
Huge game.
This weekend with New Orleans Saints in the flexed game at 425 here at Raymond James Stadium.
Is it nationally televised?
I thought that was sort of the purpose of flexing a game. Was to make sure that it was on a better time slot as well as the national broadcast.
Oh, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, well, production on air, as usual.
That's what we do.
That hasn't changed. We also have bowl season coming up. Almost time to go bowling.
The most wonderful time of the year.
It truly is. And to talk more about the bowl season, specifically the Outback Bowl, as every year, we will have Mike Schulte on at 1:30. He will be calling in to discuss Florida versus Iowa.
Looking forward to that matchup.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
And the Bucs game is not the nationally televised game.
Well, which one is?
Seattle at Green Bay.
Okay. All right. Playoff implications there. What are they?
Seattle is leading the West,
mm-hmm.
and Green Bay is on the outside looking in.
Yeah, so I would imagine, I would have imagined if you're going to flex a game.
To sexier teams, bigger fan base.
True, yeah, I understand that. But again, you're flexing the other game, the Cowboys-Bucks game.
Yeah, two first-place teams.
Well.
And it's the Cowboys.
It is the Cowboys. I give you that, but we don't know what the Bucks are going to be by then. They might not be the first place team.
No, they may not.
They're still fighting for it, though.
What game did they move? Do you know that they moved?
Oh, it was Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
No. What game did they move from 4:00 to 1:00 to move the Bucks to 4:00?
Oh, for this week. That is a good question. I never saw that one. I never saw the other side of that flex, if you will.
Huh.
Yeah.
The front side of the flex. You just saw the back side of the flex.
I don't know how to take that statement.
Fairly true statement. That's right.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say. But as you said, we will have Mike Schulze on at 1:30. He will be calling in. So, well, I will let you start this off. Oh, we will do the Talking Sports Would You Rather as well.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. That's the whole reason I showed up.
Yeah, right?
Just to be honest.
You got your, what is that, a Starbucks?
It is.
Yeah? You got your Starbucks and your phone. You ready?
I'm
good
ready.
To go.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer.
You got an Arnold Palmer from Starbucks?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did those.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Black tea lemonade. Sweet.
You look so happy over there. Okay.
Oh, ecstatic.
So, winter meetings, brought that up. Let's go ahead and stay local first. We'll talk about some of the bigger trades and signings already, but why is everybody, in your opinion, Sean, KO Radio, why is everybody as interested in this Wilson Ramos signing?
Because he's a former All-Star. I think that's why.
Former All-Star. He was an All-Star for the first time in his career last season.
You know why I'm so interested in this?
Why?
Because in September, he tore his ACL.
Yes, September 26th.
Normally, it was a year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're out for a year. Now,
at least
6 to 8 months is where you're putting it. With a catcher who is using his knees, bending down, standing up, every single play.
Yeah.
Every single pitch.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while. I think you won't see him until after the All-Star break.
As of right now, projected mid-April to mid-June. That's the couple-month time frame.
Definitely going to get pushed back. Something's going to happen. There's no reason to rush it.
Now, again,
they could be out of the playoffs by mid-June. Why? Why risk it? Let the guy be healthy.
Yeah. Well, and you have a guy like Kirk Casale, who's male. Both of them are still on the team from last season. So they would be obviously taking up the pitching duties up until that point.
I love the headliner of this article. Healthy, Wilson Ramos could be a star and a leader for the Rays. Really? The guy who was an All-Star last year.
Yeah. He was hit, by the way. Okay, so September 26th, late in the season, like the end of the season, he was batting .307.
Ooh.
Just saying that. .307, 22 home runs, 80 RBI. You bring that guy into the Trop? I mean, when was the last time? I mean, he would be, like, by far the best offensive catcher in Rays history. Up to this point, probably Toby Hall?
You'd have to give me a second to really look at the numbers.
You're looking at, I'm just off the top of my head trying to remember names, Flaherty. You had Diana Navarro. These are obviously not in order. Jose Molina. Don't get me started on him.
Name that Molina.
So you're talking about guys who just traditionally weren't power hitters. Excuse me. You're talking about guys who aren't traditionally hitters. I mean, but Toby Hall was what had the most pop. He was the most consistent. So you have somebody like a 307, batter who also a veteran presence. I mean, he's 29 years old, so he's not the oldest. He's not the youngest. He still has some left in the tank. But it's always going to be in the back of his mind too. I remember Javi Lopez with the Braves. I was watching a game. Can't remember who they were playing, but he ended up tearing his ACL. And to me, I never thought that he was ever 100% the same. I don't know if it was the mental thing, and we've talked with Randy about this before when he had his knee surgery. And he's coming from experience knowing that trying to make that comeback and
how did he
perform,
injure, do you know?
Play at the plate.
Is that what it was?
I believe so. Obviously, this is Wilson Ramos, not Randy.
Yeah.
Although, softball,
it was basketball, how he injured it. Coming down with a rebound.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Going up, doing that work in the paint.
Ramos left the game injured.
Yeah.
While in the air to catch a relay throw on a two-run double.
Yeah.
So he just came down awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same knee he hurt in 2012.
Ooh. That's a bad sign.
There we go.
Two injuries to the same knee. That's rough. But again, with the injury, the sign of the injury, first off, the deal's not finalized yet.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it's not finalized. You still have to go through the physical.
What's the...
The numbers?
Yeah, the language.
So, 2 years, $12.5 million base. He has...
So, 12.5 per season? Or...
Total.
Total, okay.
Now, he has the ability to make up to $18.5 million based on how many games he plays.
Total.
Yes.
You know he turned down a 3-year contract extension a month before the injury? 3 years, $30 million. Yeah.
Timing's everything.
It really is.
Timing is everything. Speaking of timing, Chris Sale going from the Chicago White Sox to the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox kind of gave up the farm. They gave up the number one prospect in all of baseball.
Third baseman, right?
I think he was.
That means they're rolling the dice on the panda.
Yeah.
Do you just give them the pennant now? Do you just skip the season?
No.
They could already score, but they couldn't pitch.
Well, they also don't have Big Poppy anymore.
I know. He was thinking about it. Did you see the tweets?
No.
He was thinking about it. He said it has him intrigued.
Okay. Let's say, just to go with the information that we have confirmed, as of right now, David Ortiz is still retired.
That is a true story. True statement.
So let's go with that. You have Pablo Sandoval. Who knows what he's going to do? I think he's obviously a big coin.
So are we looking at the lineup? Is that what you're looking at?
Sure. Let's do it. While you're doing that, I want to bring this back to St. Pete, talk about the Rays, because that means that we have a value established for quality starting pitching. We now know that a really good pitcher, starting pitcher, is going to command a lot on the market. So that could also mean the Rays now have a value they're shooting for when they're shopping Archer.
Well, that's true.
I truly think that he's not long for the Rays. This might be his last season with them. I think he might be out the door, and they're going to get 4 or 5 prospects for him. Same deal. So I don't know how the trade would go, but I don't see it being worth the Rays' time to try to go after a one big name. I see this more as a prospect deal.
I don't think last year helped the trade value of Archer at all.
It didn't, no. That's true. But, again, he had already established himself prior to that.
No pun intended, I don't believe he's in the same ballpark as Chris Sale.
No. I 100% agree. I don't personally think that he was really in the same... He was in the same ballpark, but he wasn't quite Chris Sale before last season. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so... But you're still talking about a quality pitcher. He's young. He's been able to avoid injury, and he's going to be around for a while. You know he has the stuff. If you already have it, it's a lot easier to get it back than not having it and trying to develop it.
Yep.
So I think that he's going to be sort of out the door.
I think that the third baseman, Evan Longoria, is gone as well.
This year?
Yeah.
I think this would be a great time to do it. Last season was his most home runs in a season of his career. He was hitting lights out, especially when you're looking at September time frame too, because he always seems to be clicking during that time frame. He does very well late in the season. So, especially if you're talking to, I don't know if he's gone during this offseason. He might be trade bait at the deadline next year.
Let's see.
Team going for a playoff push.
Let's see what his contract looks like.
What was it? 6 years, $100 million, right? He's three. That was, last season was his third season. How about this? While you're doing that,
right? He signed through 2023. It looks like
2023. So he has 7 more years.
Yeah.
So was that a 6-year extension?
This year he's making $13 million.
What's the progression?
13, 13.5, 14.5, 15, 18.5, 19.5, and then an option, it looks like, for 13 when he's 37 years old.
There's no way. I stick with my statement. Next year, trade bait at the deadline. You shop him to teams that are on a playoff push. Try to go from there. So what do you think about that?
I can see it happening.
Yeah. You know what I see happening?
What?
This break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So,
how you doing?
Yeah, getting into this break hot and heavy. Get out of this break hot and heavy. Speaking of hot and heavy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Hot and heavy, would you rather?
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Our new little segment.
I kind of like this. Not going to lie.
It kind of, I don't want to say bombed on Wednesday.
It wasn't a bomb. It just didn't go as planned.
It didn't go as planned. It took a little bit of a left turn, but it all came full circle.
It was good. It was like NASCAR reference.
Exactly.
I like it. Very good. Very good. So we're going to keep the ball rolling and talk about some baseball in this edition of Would You Rather, the Talking Sports Would You Rather. For those playing the home game, basically, would you rather, you're given to people, situations, given a context, and you have to choose which one would you rather be, which situation would you rather deal with. This could be positive or negative. We're going to stick with negative. Last week was negative.
Yeah.
And
I love negative.
Controversy breeds stories. So, first off. Would you rather be Don Denkinger, I hope I'm saying that right, umpire during the 1985 World Series? Okay, I do some research on these.
I do.
Going back. Do you remember who was in the 85 World Series?
Would that be the Sox and the Mets?
No, that was 86.
Okay, 85.
Yeah.
Who's 85?
Cardinals Royals.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it the bat?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that was a regular season game. That was the George Brett home run. So Cardinals, Royals, ninth inning of game six. So there I was. The ninth inning of game six.
Yeah, tell me how that was on your TiVo.
Right? The Cardinals were winning by one run. So are you with me? Denkinger calls the Royals Jorge Horta safe at first, which was apparently blatantly the wrong call. Okay?
Okay.
Cardinals up one. Royals now have a runner on first. The Royals would score two runs and win game six, which then forced the game seven, which is where they clinched the World Series.
Okay.
Got it. Or would you rather be Jim Joyce?
Ooh.
You probably already know where I'm going with this now.
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. For those not familiar, he was the umpire during the June 2nd, 2010 game that had the Detroit Tigers facing the Cleveland Indians. Armando Galarraga was perfect through 8 2/3 innings. The Indians' Jason Donald ended up hitting a ground ball to Miguel Cabrera at first base. It pulled him away from the bag. Galarraga, doing what he was supposed to do, his PFP, his pitcher's fielding practice, ran over to cover first. He caught the ball that was flipped to him by Cabrera, got his foot down on the bag before Donald reached the base, Joyce called him safe, which meant that ruined the perfect game.
With two outs, right? That was going to be out number three.
Yeah, that was the 27th out of the game.
Now, if my memory serves me correct, he stepped on the bag, but he looked back at his foot and stepped again, like he thought he missed it. That's how I remember the play. I don't know if that's true or not. I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember because when I first put this together, I watched the video last week. I remember that his foot was down in the bag. I think he did pick it up. Even by the second time his foot was on the bag, Donald had not reached it. And the ball was then caught in his glove. Beat him by, I mean, it was a close play still. Donald was hustling down the line, but if you watch it, it's a definite out.
So question regarding 85.
Okay.
It was the top of the ninth, no outs.
I don't know if it was top or bottom.
Okay.
Of the inning. Let me be specific there. Yeah, it was the ninth inning of game six. Cardinals were winning by one run.
Okay. How many outs?
Does not say.
Okay.
It was just the fact that the call that allowed...
Well, I mean, the amount of outs are definitely significant.
In this situation, sure, yeah. But the bottom line is, if that call wasn't made, chances are that's going to be different. Because you're going to pitch a batter differently with a runner on versus a runner not on. So you have to think that if the proper call is made, then the outcome would be different. It's not necessarily that they would have scored two runs anyway.
Yeah.
Or even you're not guaranteed scoring one run to tie the game and then force it into extras. If you make that out, that's a completely different situation because there were no other runners on base.
All right, so he stepped on the bag.
Yeah.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
With the Galarraga.
Yeah.
Blatantly. With about a step and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a botched call of all botched calls. This is a perfect game. I understand the whole World Series thing significant. It's the championship. That's what you've played 162 plus games for. However,
I'll give you who I would rather be.
Okay.
I would rather be the umpire from 85.
Dinkinger?
Yes.
Don Dinkinger? Because
there's still game seven. So that game did not theoretically cost anybody anything.
Sure.
We don't know the outs of the situation.
Okay.
But there's still a whole game seven to be played. If you're that better of a team.
To make up for it.
There you go. You still have a chance to win it.
That game seven didn't necessarily need to happen.
There was no chance. Once that call's made, there's no going back.
Yeah.
You cannot. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't replay at the time.
And that is exactly what was going to be my point. I would also rather be Don Dinkinger because the fact that you can't go back at all. So makes it rough there. Let's try to hit this break a little bit early now so that when we come back, we will have Mike Schulze from the Outback Bowl to talk about this epic matchup. It's actually a rematch.
It is. They met one or two other times, I believe.
In the Outback Bowl?
In the Outback Bowl.
We'll talk about that and more on the other side of this break. One half down, one half to go. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
A lot of people are talking about the New Year's Day games. Or no, it's the second.
Second,
it is
yeah.
The second. It's usually, or it has been in the past. I think it was last year?
Oh, yeah. It's always on the first.
Yeah.
Unless the first, I believe, falls on a Sunday and the NFL is playing.
That's what it was, yeah. Got my dates mixed up. The second day of January, we will get to see Florida hook it up with Iowa.
The rubber match.
Again, yeah. We'll talk about more of that history, not only of that series, but the Outback Bowl as a whole, with Mike Schulze from the Outback Bowl. Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing great, guys. We're real excited about the matchup, and Randy's right. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a rubber match kind of a meeting with Florida-Iowa who's actually played in our game twice back in the mid-2000s. So we're looking forward to having them back.
Yeah, 04 and 06, they went back and forth. What does it do for the Outback Bowl or bowls in general to have teams actually playing in rematches? Obviously, you're staying within the conferences and you have the chance of getting these teams back. What does it do for not only the storyline, but having those fans coming back to the Tampa Bay area?
Well, you know, I think it's different depending on the matchups and who you're talking about. You know, sometimes, you know, having a rematch, you know, close together isn't good. Sometimes it's good depending on the on how the first game went. I think one of the interesting things about this is, you know, certainly, you know, both teams, you know, highly respect each other. But I think from the fan base's perspective, when you look at you know, maybe Florida fans, don't really know much about Iowa, but yet now, you know, the fact that they've played a couple times before, the first time they played Iowa, you know, beat up on them pretty good actually, and the second game was, you know, very close, went right down to the wire, and so, you know, that sort of brings a little bit of a I don't know if a rivalry is the right word, but you know, certainly a respect for the other team and that maybe they wouldn't have had they never played them before. You know, of course, if you're playing a team like a Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State, you know, somebody like that whose name recognition is synonymous with college football, you know, maybe you wouldn't have that situation. But, you know, sometimes with some of these other teams that are very, very good programs, but the fans don't typically follow them very much, you know, from the other conference, having played them before sometimes helps for them to understand what a real good matchup it's going to be and what an exciting game it could be.
Kind of like a cross promotion, if you will, between the conferences and the teams. As we said, the game does start on at 1 o'clock on the 2nd. What's the schedule of events leading up to that from team arrivals and the stuff, the festivities that go along with the Outback Bowl?
Well, you know, we always every year have a great lineup of events throughout the entire week leading up to the game. The teams come into town at least a week beforehand, typically, and we have events, you know, for the teams. We have events for the fans, and many of them have both elements involved. So, you know, for instance, we're going to be taking the teams down to Splitsville on the 27th in the evening. They're going to have a fun time down there and at Channelside and do a little bowling competition and just have some fun there. And there'll be a chance for fans to meet them down there as well. They're going to be going to Busch Gardens on Thursday the 28th, where again fans can mingle with them out there at the park and ride rides with them or what have you. On Friday, there's Beach Day out at Clearwater Beach. We'll have the marching bands perform out on the beach along with the cheerleaders doing some fun things, and we'll have some players out there, and the coaches will come out to speak to the crowd out there. And then New Year's Eve, we have our New Year's Eve parade down in Ybor City in the early evening, and then, of course, Channelside has their big New Year's Eve bash down at the Channelside waterfront later in the evening, and that's all open to the public. So, and then this year, it is unique in that we're playing on the 2nd, so the 1st is sort of an open day for us in regards to events. So a number of things have been scheduled, such as the Channelside is doing a big fun sort of fan activity down at Channelside where they have games and different competitions and things like that fans can take part in during the afternoon. And the Lara Park Zoo is doing a special deal out at their theme park as well with special discount admission for Outback Bowl fans who wear the school colors. You know, so a lot of fun things taking place really throughout the week leading up to the culmination on game day.
Can't wait for that, definitely. It's always a big party, it seems like. What sort of kind of interested in economic impact, actually? I mean, there's obviously a huge, not only the fans, but the sponsorship deals and the continued promotion. It's you got to build the bowl itself, and you guys have been very successful with that over the, the last 30 plus years now. This is a very well storied bowl. What sort of economic impact happens for the local area when all these fans and these deals are made?
Well, you know, typically, you know, this bowl every year brings in tens of thousands of out-of-town visitors, you know, to the marketplace. So there's always a great impact on the community from the bowl every year, and that's one of the reasons that we have the game, of course. You know, we've estimated the economic impact conservatively to be in, you know, $30, $40 million a year range, and that means, you know, over the course of our 30-year history, you know, we've had probably about a $1 billion economic impact on the region over our history. And that doesn't include the exposure worth tens of millions of dollars every year for the community. And, of course, you know, that's key for a hospitality-driven market like ours. You know, the exposure that we bring, you know, through the national and international broadcast. You know, this game is available in 144 countries each year. You know, the national exposure, the media that comes in to cover the game every year, to the tune of about 500 media each year that come in and cover the activities leading up to the game, not, you know, as well as, of course, the game itself. So, you know, and of course, you have all the fans coming to town, spending their money, enjoying all the things we have here. You know, these people aren't here for a business convention. You know, they're here for a vacation around their team, basically. So they're going out to the theme parks, they're going to the beach, they're going to the restaurants, the you know, the night spots, the, you know, the you know renting boats to go fishing, they're playing golf. I mean, they're having a good time while they're down here. And, you know, so all that adds to the impact that it has on the community. And then one of the other aspects too, which, you know, you really can't measure exactly, but, you know, these, you know, fans come down, you know, 30 to 40,000 out-of-market visitors coming in here, and they see what we have here to offer. And when they see it, you know, oftentimes they decide to come back another time on vacation, or maybe even move here one day, or move their business here. So, you know, those are the types of things where, you know, that it's hard to measure, but you know it's a huge impact on the community, and of course very, very important for a market like ours that relies so heavily on the tourism industry. You know, we're bringing in, you know, 30,000 out-of-market visitors. These are 30,000 ambassadors, you know, for our community potentially if they have a good time here. And they all have something called an iPhone or cell phone of some type that they're posting all their fun activities, you know, on social media. So they become, in fact, a de facto sort of media member, if you will. They probably put out more media exposure for the community themselves as the actual media members do. So it's all good, and it's all, you know, very, very important for the community.
Hey, Mike, it's going to be a heck of a 2 weeks for the Bay Area, not only with the Great Outback Bowl, but hopefully the Bucks will be playing the day before, hopefully for a playoff bid. Then you've got the Outback Bowl, and then a week later, there's the National Championship.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's going to be a real big focus on the Tampa Bay area. If you're a football fan of any type, certainly college football fans are going to be really focused in on this marketplace. You know, we've got so many good things going on, you know, in that sport, in this marketplace, in a very short period of time, and it's going to be, you know, even better than it normally is. You know, with all that focus on the community, you're going to see the Tampa Bay name, St. Pete, Clearwater. You're going to see that pop up, as I said, in, you know, from a media standpoint, from a fan, social media standpoint, from the fans and so forth, for probably a solid, you know, two and a half weeks coming out of this marketplace, and that's great for the community here.
Definitely the most wonderful time of the year for fans, both local and out of town, and for the teams. You guys always do a great job with putting these events together for the teams, and it's going to be a great event time and time again. How can people get more information about all of the events if they want to participate in the lead up to the Outback Bowl? And then how can people, of course, go to the game and get some tickets?
Well, our tickets are available through Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or through Ticketmaster outlets in Florida, and, of course, by calling Ticketmaster. So Ticketmaster is the source of tickets for the Outback Bowl. The event schedule is and a lot of other information around the bowl game is on our website at OutbackBowl.com. We have a complete schedule of all the activities and events that are taking place throughout the week leading up to the game. And then, of course, our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. You know, we have a lot of different aspects where you can follow us and find out what's going on, follow, you know, the teams as they're, you know, here throughout the week and all the fun things that they're doing. And, of course, the fans. You know, we build a, you know, we sort of market the bowl with a tagline of football in paradise. And that's sort of, you know, what we market to the folks out of market, of course, as well as throughout the country. And it's just a great experience for all the people that come here for the bowl game. And we expect to have another great game as well. Many of our games have been extremely close. Last year's game was a little bit lopsided towards the end of the game, but the previous 6 years we went 3 years in overtime and 3 years were decided in the final minute and a half of regulation. So this particular matchup, I think, shapes up to be another close game. These two teams match up very, very well. They're both extremely hungry to get a win going into the off season. And I think it's going to be one of our best games probably yet.
Number 17, Florida versus unranked Iowa. Iowa, of course, one of only two teams to beat a very strong Michigan team this year. So plenty of storylines to talk about.
Yeah, Iowa finished really strong. You know, of course, they finished, you know, they beat Michigan. They beat Illinois, you know, shut them out. And then they beat a ranked Nebraska team 40-10 in their final regular season game, and actually both these teams are ranked in the AP poll, the college football ranking is what you mentioned, but actually Florida is ranked 20th and Iowa is ranked 21st in the AP poll. So they're both very, very good quality teams, very strong defenses, but also, you know, the ability to put some points on the board when they need to. So it should be a very, very good matchup.
Can't wait for it. Mike Schulze, once again, every year coming in and talking about the Outback Bowl. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Mike Schulze, everybody, from the Outback Bowl. And I love the football. I love the food.
The food's great, and the week up to it.
Yeah.
All the events.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he was going over. I would love to just be a fly on the wall for Splitsville. I think that'd be amazing.
I'd like to see the competition.
The competition, yeah.
That goes on inside.
Absolutely.
To see if there's a little, you know, cross-team competition, or do they all keep it in-house?
Yeah. With that said, we have to hit this last break. Plenty more to get to. We'll try to get to as much of it as we can in our last segment. You're listening to Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's the SEC. It's the Big Ten. It's college football at its finest. You got it. It's the Outback Bowl. Be there to catch the action when SEC Division champion Florida Gators face off against Big Ten surging Iowa Hawkeyes. What a clash. What a blast. The Outback Bowl. It's one game you gotta see. January 2nd, Raymond James Stadium. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allstat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So far, it's been just me and Sean. Sean and me. Or is this on?
Is this on? It's on. We're good.
Sean and me talking sports. But I think it might be that time to go out to the phone lines.
Not yet.
And talk. What's that?
I don't know if he was teasing us or what, but he called me before the break and said he'd call after the break and he hasn't called yet.
It's not nice.
So we're not going to go out to the phone lines and talk some sports.
And he's got 6.5 minutes.
Yeah. That's not happening.
He'll call in 7.
Yeah, it'll be after the show's over. Okay, well, obviously that's not happening. But one thing that we need to do is we need to talk about UFC 206. We haven't touched MMA at all. However, UFC 206, tomorrow.
There's a fight tonight, UFC Albany.
There is.
But 206 has more...
Appeal,
and
it's bigger. It's
what's not going to happen.
Absolutely. Oh, there he is. What's not going to happen?
What's not going to happen?
You calling in? That's what we were saying. You had 6.5 minutes. You'd call in 7.
I believe I'm at the happiest place on earth, which isn't true because the happiest place on earth is our studio.
I believe that.
Absolutely. So I have no idea what you've talked about over the past 50 minutes, but I figured I'd call in and give you my insight on Army getting its butt kicked tomorrow.
I think that's a very foregone conclusion. Is that too much?
I don't know. They're bringing another quarterback out of the stands to play for Navy.
It'll still be fine. The midshipmen know how to block. It'll be fine. And then next Friday, just to let a little out of the bag, we're going to have the head coach of, Miami of Ohio, which is coming to play at the St. Pete Bowl. So they'll be on, or he'll be on next Friday. Great story he has, too.
Very cool, very cool.
Do you guys now, hold on real quick before we run out of time. Yep. You guys took Pettis. I took Holloway. Pettis is fat. He's not going to fight for the title now. So do I automatically win?
No, because he's still fighting. He can still win.
Doesn't matter.
He's going to win the belt.
Yeah, well, he definitely won't win the belt.
Yeah, he definitely won't win the belt. So
he can still win the fight, though.
Yeah, I should get something. Like, I should get a round or something because he was too bad.
Speaking of too bad,
I'm eating while you're talking.
I ate before the show. It was quite yummy.
So, not only that, you had a Holy Hog.
I did have a Holy Hog.
Now, quick question, Randy. When you picked the card, what was your card?
It was one of the stupidest magic tricks ever, but it is Mickey Mouse, so I'll let it go. He had 8 cards. They all were the Queen of Hearts. So when he picked the card and he said, I can tell by looking in your eyes what the card is, of course he knows because they're all Queen of Hearts.
Gotcha.
So he is not going to go on America's Got Talent anytime soon.
I don't know. He can still go on. I just don't know how well he would do.
How far? That's true. I did see some awful talent. By the way, also, Bucks beat the Saints. The Falcons are still going to win the division, but the Bucks may find a way into the playoffs.
Still might happen. We do need to talk a little bit about UFC 206. That's one of the things we haven't talked about up till this point. Obviously, we already covered the fact that Anthony Pettis weighed in. What was that? 148, I believe.
Correct.
So Donald Cerrone, Matt Brown, potentially the fight of the night. Your main event, you've been calling this your main event for a while now.
Yeah, it's definitely the main event. Any event that Cowboy Cerrone's in, and for that matter, Matt Brown. I mean, it's going to be a great fight. They're both going to come to fight. I didn't know, and for the same, neither did Donald Cerrone, who did our Wednesday show. He didn't know that Matt Brown can't stand him. They've trained together. They've been together. He never knew it until the media day, I think it was yesterday. I think Donald Cerrone wins this pretty handedly. And then did you hear, he was talking to, not to give him credit, but Ariel, what happened with the eye?
I did not hear about that. I haven't heard anything about it for a little bit. What's the latest?
Okay, the true story is he was on a horse. The horse took off. He ran into a bunch of trees, ripping skin and getting a black eye and the whole nine yards. And then he embellished the injury with makeup to make it look even worse.
No way. Playing it up, really?
Yeah. You know, he's smart. He said he wanted to throw the media under the bus because everybody, with the exception of somebody that we know, oh, yeah, that's right, me, didn't play into it because it was obvious if he was going to fight, that injury wasn't real.
Yeah. Interesting.
So wow, that's what I'm around for.
Yeah, keeping it interesting that you do. Just a handful of minutes left. Cub Swanson, Duho Choi, also in the fight. Cub Swanson, the only one from Jackson's MMA that finishes a fight, right?
They don't finish fights.
Ever. They don't finish fights ever. That's going to be an exciting fight. He has obviously a lot of power. He's a knockout type guy. Tim Kennedy, the cave spelunker.
Well, you know, and giving more credit to that interview with Ariel, Cowboy didn't know that Bjorn Redney, who was supposed to be on the show today, and I decided not to have him on, when he showed up at the press conference, he didn't know Redney was involved in this new MMA, AAA, XTC, whatever that whole thing is they're doing. And he was severely upset when he found out, and he may slowly back out of being involved because Bjorn is involved.
Wow, so already some contention.
Yep.
within the group. It's hard to start something like this if you're not on a solid ground. That's interesting, and that will obviously play out over the next weeks and months, and when we will cover that as well make sure everybody's up on that.
Before I hang up, does the quarterback or the running back win the Heisman? I'm sorry, does the quarterback or the running back win the He Is Man Award tomorrow?
The quarterback.
Sean?
There isn't a running back, I don't think.
Wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver? I thought he was a running back.
Who are you talking about?
The best athlete in college football. One won the best quarterback, the other won the best athlete.
Yeah,
Jackson. He's a receiver. So is the receiver win or the quarterback win, Sean?
It's Jackson.
Jackson wins, the quarterback of Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay. He Is Man. Gets handed out tomorrow.
There you go. That's tomorrow as well as UFC 206. We are running out of time. We will see you later.
Have a
great rest of your...
Mickey out.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a great rest of your day there. Knockout Radio on Twitter, knockoutradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Knockout Radio. Thanks for listening in to Talking Sports, and we will talk to you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Fireball.
I conquered, I came. This little chico on fire, he ain't no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he running.